بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, I thought let me share with you some thoughts and reflections on basic principles of leadership, because this seems to be one of the very big factors that plague us and has been plaguing us. By us, I mean the Muslim people around the world, wherever we are. And it's one of the things that we also like to talk about. We almost everywhere, you know, you talk to Muslims and they say it, and they tell you, we lack good leadership. And we give examples of times and good leaders, right? For example, one of the, I'm not talking about the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, of course, obviously, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the finest example, but people who are not Anbiya, we talk about the times of, first and foremost, the Khulafa Rashida. We talk about the first two Khulafa, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. We talk about their leadership and how powerful it was and so on and so forth. And then we talk about other leaders going, you know, through our history, whatever history we know. The problem is most of us don't know much history. And history that you learn in, WhatsApp University doesn't count, believe me. So the, so we talk about that and we say, oh, you know, I wish we had a leader like Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, or Umar ibn Abdul Aziz radiallahu anhu, among the Banu Umayya Khulafa, and so forth. So I thought let me try to share with you some thoughts on what I think is important for good and successful leadership. I have spent 35 years or more in this field of leadership development in the corporate world. And then, thanks to the reference of the corporate world and also in the world of education, in the world of Islamic teaching and learning, in madaris, in the Islamic theological or theologian organizations, in the Jamiats in South Africa, in India, in Sri Lanka, I've had the honor and privilege and great pleasure of doing leadership courses, teaching leadership courses for ulama, for Muslim scholars. And interestingly, I've been invited and I've taught also leadership courses for in Christian organizations in India, the Apostolic Carmelite Church and their nuns, which were all school and college principals, and the Jesuit organization of St. Xavier's. And again, also in the National Police Academy, as well as in the SSB, Seema Sashastra Bal, the border guarding force. So I have a wide spectrum of experience in teaching of leadership. So it's from this perspective I want to talk about and share with you some thoughts, inshallah, over the next few days. If I were to begin and say what is required for good leadership, I would say the first and foremost thing that is required is concern for others. Because without concern for others, no leadership is possible. Why would you even bother to do anything if you're not concerned about others? But because you are concerned about others, then you take the trouble to make some effort. Second very important thing is the question of accountability to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because one of the problems of leadership, one of the big problems of leadership, and we see this across the spectrum, is that with leadership, with successful leadership comes power. And as they say, there's no saying probably more truer than this one, which says, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely. So I think this is a very important thing to keep in mind and make sure that we don't fall into that trap of getting corrupted. And the way the safety net is accountability to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A third very important thing, and in this accountability to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm also including the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ability to stand in the night and seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because without that, nothing is going to happen. No success is possible. Third very important thing as far as leadership is concerned is the ability to share your vision with your people, with other people, with those who are following you, or in the first instance it will be people who are neutral, because the followers only come later. But how do you communicate your vision to people in a way where you can get them to subscribe to it, in a way that they that appeals to them, where they can you will get them to subscribe to your vision, to follow you in what you're doing. And that is where I always mention this thing of WIIFM, what's in it for me? The successful leaders are ones who are able to translate their vision in the context of what's in it for me, for others. Because what is important for you is not necessarily important for the other person. So that's the ability to share your vision. After that, it is the ability to inspire confidence. Because people, people follow, sometimes it looks very oxymoronic, but the reality is that people follow winners. Now, you might say, well, we haven't even started. How can I say I'm a winner? You don't have to say it, but somewhere you have to communicate that your way will succeed. And you're quite right. At the beginning, even you don't know that. But going forward, if your way is not going to succeed, you're not much of a leader anyway. So the thing is to say, how can you inspire confidence in the way that you talk and so on and so forth, and what you show, which will help people to have faith in you and to try what you want them to try, your method, your way. Because without that, you will not succeed. Without people, no leader can succeed. So let's get that one straight in the first place. So the ability to inspire confidence in others. And then the next one is a structure and a way, right? That will be your way of achieving that success. Now, once again, all of these have to be, they should be firm. They should be clear. No fogginess. Of course, there's the issue of how will you continue at the same time? How can you continue to be open, and how can you continue to be to face any constructive criticism, to face any dissent, all of which is very critical to success. But at the same time, you can't appear to be be a weather vane, go whichever way the wind is blowing. No, popularity with the masses is not the orientation towards popularity with the masses is not a sign of leadership. It's a very negative sign of somebody who is really not a leader at all. So that's why it has to be very clear. We must be very clear in our minds that if we are leaders, then we are going to follow principles, not people's whims and fancies. So that's the structure and a way which should be clear. And then is people's skills. Now I'm putting that broad thing under one frame to say people's skills. It consists of many skills, compassion and communication and conflict resolution and so on and so forth. So anyway, inshallah, over the next few days, we'll try and touch upon these things. Today, I just want you to give it some thought. I've given you a sort of list to go by. And inshallah, let's see, we take it forward. I request you for your dua, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put the subject and the context in my mind, inshallah. Jazakallah. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.